Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I see your heart, and I know your burdens. Lift up those hands that hang down, even though the weight of the world may be pressing upon you, and the path ahead might seem uncertain, yet I am with you, even in the darkest valleys. My love for you and my favor in your life is unwavering. And my strength is available to put you over every obstacle and assault of the enemy. There are demands that you're grappling with, but never let this be far from your mind. Obedience is all I've ever required of man. Each step that you take in my will is a testament to your faith. Don't underestimate the power of your choices. Your obedience, no matter how small it may seem, echoes throughout eternity. Every act of surrender, every moment of trust, it's a fragrant offering to me. In the face of trials, let your heart be steadfast. Lift your eyes to me and remember I am your refuge and I will never forsake you. When storms rage and waves crash against you, I am the anchor for your soul, for I have equipped you with everything you need to overcome. The strength, the courage, the resilience, it all comes from me. So give your attention to that which is good, honorable, and pure. In so doing, you will find strength and wisdom. Do not let the cares of this world consume you. Seek my kingdom first, and all else will be added unto you, for the scripture cannot be broken. Your true treasure lies not in earthly possessions, but in the riches of my grace, from where all natural and spiritual blessings originate. You are surrounded this day by a cloud of witnesses, looking over the ramparts of heaven and cheering you on. Don't be afraid to reach out to others for support and encouragement. They're there and they're available. Together, you can stand strong and overcome all the obstacles. The body of Christ is a powerful force, and you are an integral part of it. Do not allow anything to keep you away from the community of faith. Be encouraged, be faithful, be obedient, and know that I am pleased with you, for my love knows no bounds. My love surpasses understanding, and it will never fail. Trust in me, and I will lead you to a place of peace and safety, a place where your heart will find rest and your spirit will soar, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much.
We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.